Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Monday, October the 29th, 2018. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 13 years, the first 9 years of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public, and the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I really think people should emigrate away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. And so we will then give them to you individually, and you can then make a decision as to how to proceed. So let's talk about today's show. I'm going to start with some commentary on what happened in the Saudi consulate in Turkey recently, hopefully you will agree with a lot of what I say, but in any event, the ramifications appear to be quite large. The threat of a thermonuclear confrontation between Russia and the United States has been steadily growing, and I'm going to mention a lot of things that I haven't spoken about on the show before, which I think are relevant and interesting, and I think you will enjoy hearing what I have to say. Then I have a few comments to make about the unpredictability of predictions, especially as that which pertains to the recent movement in the stock market. Then I'm going to talk about how the rates of three sexually transmitted infections are at all-time record highs in the United States, which I think you should know about. And then we'll have a look and compare the differences between China and the US. It's actually quite instructive. I think that you will enjoy some of the concepts that I bring out in that department. Then I'm going to talk about why the economy hasn't recovered, how almost every week since 2009 I've been shrieking, there is no recovery, there is no recovery, there is no recovery. And this has not changed. In fact, it's now becoming very evident that not only is there no recovery, but that there has been no recovery in the last 10 years. All right, well, MSNBC is essentially the communications operation of the left wing of the Democratic Party. Is there more which needs to be said? Not much, but I'll say it anyway. Then I'll give a few observations about Sears as being the Amazon of its day, which is not too pejorative a comment, I feel. Thousands of people in Sweden are microchipping themselves in an effort to speed up their day. So we'll talk a little bit about that. And then the caravan of what was 4,000 is closer to 10 or 11,000 refugees approaching the border with the United States with a view to invasion. We'll discuss that. And finally, the homeless crisis in the United States, which is getting a lot worse, and it's happening at an ever faster pace. More than 500,000 people are homeless. I'm going to be talking about that today to conclude the show. So, for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, I will, as I said, gladly email you 3 free shows so that you may sample the content of information that I provide in my twice weekly broadcast. All you have to do, just send me an email and in the subject line write sample shows. And I hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times you're living in. So you may feel free to select any 3 shows, but I highly recommend the latest 3 shows on the Podbean page, as I think you'll probably get more out of them than you will elsewhere. And so with that, ladies and gentlemen, I will give you my information and then sign off. My email address, which you will need for the purpose of requesting the shows, is rwlmartin1@aol.com. That address is blazoned across the Podbean page, so you shouldn't have any difficulty finding it. Once again, rwlmartin1@aol.com. Now, I have a Facebook and a Twitter page as well, and the Facebook page is www.facebook.com/RichardMartin's Wake Up Call. That's all one word, lowercase, no apostrophes or other abbreviations. Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. My Twitter address is www.twitter.com/RMWakeUpCall. RM Wake Up Call. Again, all lowercase, no apostrophes or other manifestations of the written word, just lowercase, please. Okay, so with that, I shall now take my leave. I wish you all a wonderful week ahead. This is Richard Martin. We'll be back with you again on Friday. Until then, bye-bye.